thousand generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace. Empire.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Breaking the Fourth Wall Presents Journal of the Jedi. As promised on the previous episode of Breaking the Fourth Wall, where I review Picard, that I would be coming here to give you my points of view of The Mandalorian. Yes, Mandalorian Season 3 is over. I gave an appropriate amount of time for people to be able to finish the series, finish the season, and be able to talk about it without too much interference for spoilers and all that. I've been sitting and waiting to want to talk about this. Let's get into it. Season 3 of The Mandalorian, to me, was not bad. It wasn't bad. And I'm not one of these people that's going to sit here and shit on Jack Black and Lizzo doing a cameo or Christopher Lloyd. Quite honestly, I loved Christopher Lloyd in the episode that he appeared in. I'm not a fan of Jack Black. I'm definitely not a fan of Lizzo, but honestly, their characters are so minor, they didn't really bother me anyway. And this world has enough, the Mandoverse has enough quirky characters that they did not necessarily feel any more out of place to me than like the junk dealer lady on Tatooine with her droids. Or anything else, or being able to even look at Carl Weathers and not see Apollo Creed even in robes. I mean, it is what it is. I know a lot of people were upset about it. I'm just saying it did not bother me. It did not take away from me the enjoyment of the series. And understand, Season 3 I did enjoy, but I gotta be honest, it was a letdown after Season 2. Season 2, especially the rescue episode where we had Luke Skywalker reappear and everything else, was such a high point for The Mandalorian. I do wonder if it came too soon, you know, and may have spoiled Season 3 for us. I will also say that I think one of the mistakes was taking some Mandalorian story arcs, you know, with Grogu being trained by Luke and then deciding to want to go back to the Mandalorian, Din trying to learn how to use the Darksaber, and, you know, getting kicked out of the Mandalorian clan because of taking off his helmet and all that shit that they did in Book of Boba Fett. I think that was a mistake too. I think that shit should have been done in this season. One, it would less confuse people who maybe didn't watch Book of Boba Fett. I'm not one of those, but I'm just speculating. But two, I think those would have been more at home and helped the season more if they were in this season. This is the first time that a lot of episodes felt like fillers. There was some interesting shit, like going back to Coruscant, seeing the New Republic's reprogramming of former Imperials. Stuff like that was very interesting. I did like going more into the Mandalorian culture with being able to go back to Mandalore and dipping into the waters to be absolved of your sins. You know, stuff of that nature was absolutely enjoyable. It was fun. It was energetic. But if I were to rate this season compared to the first two seasons, this was the weakest of the three thus far. Now, what's saving grace for me is knowing that there is a season 4 and it is going to build up to more. Hopefully build up to more. I mean, we've got the clones of Moff Gideon who are force sensitive, which is the whole reason why he was after Grogu to begin with. There is speculation and fan theory that the Gideon that they faced on Mandalore was actually a clone and not Gideon himself. I don't know if I buy that or not. If it's true, that's cool, because it'd be cool to have Gideon remain the antagonist for Din. But the reasonings to me are weak, just because the actor didn't have a mustache anymore. That's their whole reasoning that it was a clone and not actually Moff Gideon. It's because he shaved his mustache. I don't know if I'd buy that. The actor could have just simply decided to shave his mustache. It could. But then again, maybe that was the reason. But because the fans have kind of did that, maybe John and Dave will go, there's something for season 4 there. And then they'll play it off like, yeah, we were planning that all along. You know what I mean? So you never know. But to me, Mando was the weakest of the three seasons. But it's one major saving grace to me is that there is a season four coming. And hopefully season four will fix some of the problem. There's some things that just can't be fixed. Like some of the special effects, especially with Grogu, which had been so phenomenal in the first two seasons. Trying to make Grogu a puppet more energetic in the show came off as you're throwing around a puppet. And it just didn't work for me. It visually didn't work. And then there were, I don't need to show it on screen or anything else. There's plenty of memes out there where people were talking about the high budget of Disney Plus Star Wars shows. And you see half the Mandalorians in the background wearing Halloween costumes instead of like fully realized Mandalorian attire. Now, obviously, I'm not expecting real Beskar, which doesn't even exist. But I mean, like, not half faceplate, like 1970s and 80s fucking superhero costume helmets. You know what I mean? Some of that shit was busted. This season felt a lot more low budget. I don't know if Disney cut back on it or these are just fucking glitches and mistakes that need to be addressed in season four. But you know, some of those things took you out of the world. And like I said, just some of the episodes felt like fillers. Hopefully they tie back in later. Maybe do a little less cameoing since people don't seem to dig it all that much. And just let the story ride on its own, like it did the first two seasons and was so much better. But that's just my opinion. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section down below. I look forward to starting to talk about things like Ahsoka and Skeleton Crew and, everything else is coming soon, very, very soon. We're about to get a lot more Star Wars, which means you're about to get a lot more Journal of the Jedi. Until then, guys, may the Force be with you.